You could call them St. Peter's invisible angels. They're out on the streets late at night and before dawn, sweeping the cobblestones and keeping the neighborhood in tip-top shape for the thousands of tourists and pilgrims who visit each day. Each year, Rome sanitation workers gather to celebrate Christmas at their very own nativity scene right down the street from St. Peter's Basilica. The elaborate structure has become so famous that tourists go out of their way to find it, and even the popes have come to see it. Christian art historian Elizabeth Lev told me more about the creche, open all year round.
The sanitation workers around St. Peter's put in some pretty heavy-duty work.
Think about
those 13-hour lines to go see the body of John Paul II, or just think about what it looks like at the end of a perfectly normal day of tourists. And they get in there immediately after they work in the night, they work in the morning, so that every morning when we go to see the church at 7 a.m., it's splendid and it's beautiful. And that kind of hidden away sort of work. And surprisingly enough, the Department of the Sanitation Workers, which is right across the street from St. Peter's, is on the other side of the main road. In 1972, one of these young sanitation workers with an artistic bent, Giuseppe Janni, he began to put together a nativity scene. And this nativity scene has grown and grown and grown so that it's an entire room. It occupies a whole room. You walk in on one side, you walk through the whole thing, and you come out the other side. And this,
where is it exactly?
It is in the... As if you're facing St. Peter's, it's off to the left, out the Sant'Uffizio. It's actually the little office or the little home of the street sweeper's nativity scene is in a building that looks at the back of the Nervi Hall inside the Vatican walls. You know, the great audience hall built by Nervi, the Paul VI Hall is otherwise known. And it's in it when you, if you were standing with your back to it, you would be looking at the little street that says, a little sign that says, the Ama Nativity scene. And so this nativity scene grew, became very spectacular. In 1972, the creche scene was first created, and it grew so that by 1974 it was quite an impressive sight. In 1974, the street sweepers wrote to Pope Paul VI and asked him, would you like to see our nativity scene? And the Pope came and blessed the scene. And John Paul II, he went every single year, I think, except for one year. And even the year that he didn't go, they brought a miniature of the nativity scene to him in order to have it blessed. And when you walk in along the walls, there are pictures after pictures after pictures of the popes each year coming to see it with the children around and the proud sanitation workers or the Pope blessing the scene. It's really quite a lovely thing. It's very elaborate and it has something like over 200 figures in it. It has waterfalls. It has little mechanical moving laundry in the wind. And it's great fun to go and watch the children and even the adults. I mean, were we kidding? sort of looking at all the little miniature details of this busy little life that's going on. And then over in a cave in the corner is the birth of Christ. And it's an interesting way of looking at the story. And if you think about it,
Not as the central image, the central scene of this.
No, but it wasn't. Everybody else's life was going on. People were doing things, and nobody even noticed this little couple, this young couple that came in with a pregnant woman. And if you think about the implications of there's this woman in labor, and nobody will give them a room, nobody will give them a place. I mean, can you imagine this? So people are so busy with their lives and the things they have to do that they don't see the woman bearing God coming in, being put into a stable, and God coming into the world in the humblest of circumstances, unnoticed by everyone except for those who were out working late at night, the shepherds, just like the street cleaners who are out late at night working away at their humble jobs in a job that, you know, it's not considered the highest of the high, just like the shepherds. So it's a very apt group to put together something so touching.
Have you taken your own kids to see it?
Yes. Yes, we did.
How did they react?
Oh, they loved it. They were very taken with the waterfalls. I've noticed kids like the waterfalls and adults like the laundry.
Why is that?
They like to see the hanging laundry. We were sitting there for a while listening to what people noticed the most.
Is this Alma nativity scene, do they update it every year? Do you know if they've elaborated on it since the 1970s? It sounds like they probably have.
I think it's remained more or less the same. What has changed is the room it's in, because there have been so many important visitors to the nativity scene. So Mother Teresa of Calcutta has gone to visit it as well.
Well, and of course, so her Sisters of Charity are very
right
far
across
away from there.
The street. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, they're right. They are directly across the street from each other. And over the years, there's been a big sort of fancy mural put in. But the little characters, I think every year they get a little bit more polished or updated. Or you know, altered or replaced, but primarily they remain the same.
Elizabeth Lev is a professor of Christian art and architecture with Duquesne University's Rome campus.